since the war broke out from 15th of April, as you mentioned, more than half of the states in Sudan, that is 9 out of 18 states, have been experiencing active war. And since last Friday, the escalation of violence has started in Al Jazeera state, which now makes it more than half of the states in Sudan experiencing active conflict. It's been more than 8 months of brutal war in Sudan, which has been having a devastating impact on children. Sudan is a very young country, 50% are children, and the future of 24 million children in this country is at stake. As we speak, Sudan also records the world's largest child displacement crisis, because more than 3 million children have been forced to flee their homes. It is within this wider context, secondly, we need to see what is happening in Al Jazeera state now. Jazeera state has a population of 6 million people, and half of them are children, that is 3 million children. And since the war broke out on 15th of April this year, Jazeera state, which is the breadbasket of Sudan, has been a safe haven for many displaced children and families. So it has been housing almost close to 500,000 displaced kids, women and families. And since this violence escalated last Friday, children and women are fleeing on their foot. Many of them have been spending nights on the road and streets as they strive to reach safer locations. And that's where 150,000 children are estimated to have fled their homes in less than a week.
Yes.
The third point I would make is that it's deeply concerning. Children and families, for most of them, this would be a second round of displacement, which comes with a lot of trauma and horror. And the life-saving needs have increased, and the risks have only aggravated.
And with the suspension of all humanitarian field missions within and from Al Jazeera state, how is UNICEF addressing the challenges in delivering life-saving assistance, especially to children and families who are now at risk due to the escalation in fighting?
Well, firstly, Wad Madani, which is the capital of the Jazeera state, has served as a major humanitarian hub for many humanitarian actors, including UNICEF. So it's been a very critical lifeline for us to meet the urgent life-saving needs of children and families in Jazeera state, but also around it. So we are deeply concerned with this escalation of the violence, ongoing violence. Secondly is we are extremely concerned to take a concrete example, as we receive disturbing reports that all health facilities inside the Madani city have closed down due to the insecurity and attacks on health facilities, as well as targeting of health workers. For example, 20 oral rehydration therapy corners and cholera treatment centers, which were providing much needed life-saving treatment, have stopped functioning. And we are very worried about the cholera outbreak, because before this escalation of violence, there were already close to 2,000 cases reported in Jazeera state. Now, with all the children and families being forced to flee, we are very concerned about the spread of the outbreak. Third and last point is UNICEF has operational presence in the neighboring states, which are receiving these new caseloads of displaced children and families. So what we are doing is stepping up and scaling up our response in these states where we have boots on the ground. We are reprioritizing and delivering life-saving water and sanitation support, as well as health and nutrition, which is desperately needed by these newly affected populations.